This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Some interesting arguments at the Supreme Court today. An accused murderer, Matthew Mosladin, says he did not get a fair trial because the victim's family wore pictures of the victim on buttons in court. I'm joined by Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. And Dahlia, this seems to be slightly more complicated than the average victim's rights case. What was the essential issue before the court today?
Well, the issue wasn't quite the sort of standard rights of the defendant versus the right of the victim's family to talk, because the whole thing is enveloped by a very complicated statutory problem. There's a federal law that essentially says unless the trial court judge did a really, really, really bad thing by letting those buttons in, reviewing courts don't get to order a retrial. And so really the question is how much deference is owed the trial judge who let these buttons be worn. The Ninth Circuit's Court of Appeals said not a lot of deference. He made a mistake. New trial. The Supreme Court did not look like they bought that argument. They seemed to be inclined to defer to the trial judge.
And what essentially was the state arguing this morning? Was it that argument only?
It really was mostly that argument. A lot of time was spent essentially saying it's just not the job of the Ninth Circuit to second-guess the state court. The test is whether clearly established law was violated. And essentially, the state said there's no clearly established law on the wearing of buttons because, in fact, there is no Supreme Court case law on the wearing of buttons. End of inquiry.
But what about the essential issue of whether or not wearing the buttons was prejudicial?
Well, that was really an interesting part of it. I could count at least four justices saying at different times, but wearing buttons are really unfair. And other than Justice Souter, who really said they're unfair and it should be unconstitutional, I don't think a lot of the justices were really swayed by the fact that they were unfair. They seemed to be inclined to say, for the most part, look, the law says we have to defer to the lower courts. We defer to the lower courts.
And this decision by the appeals court was made by the Ninth Circuit in the West, which has been traditionally the most liberal of the appeals courts. Is that one reason why the Supreme Court is looking at this case?
Well, it certainly doesn't help that the Ninth Circuit tends to try to push the law as far as it can to the left. And this case was authored by Judge Stephen Reinhardt, who's arguably the most liberal member of the most liberal Court of Appeals. So certainly I think that sends all sorts of shivers up the spines of the United States Supreme Court justices.
And wasn't he essentially arguing that there were prior decisions to rely on in this case?
Well, what he was doing in his decision was saying, A, the Supreme Court has already said that things like this button could be impermissible factors, and then he relied on Ninth Circuit case law to sort of refine that test. And essentially what was argued today was, you know, he can't go ahead and use the Ninth Circuit law to redefine what the Supreme Court test was. And so that was really the issue today, is whether you get to sort of mess with the test a little bit using lower court law or if you just have to defer to the Supreme Court law. And that's essentially, as I said, it looked like that was what the Supreme Court was buying today.
Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for us here at Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.